Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tyler Kennedy. Kennedy.
It is the Pomp and Joe Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, but no Pomp or Joe. Pomp is in Dublin. I believe he landed earlier this morning. He went over there with us and also with KDKA-TV. Adam Crowley is over there as well as part of 93.7 The Fan. Joe is in Buffalo today. We hope that he is back tomorrow for a Football Friday. It's Donnie Football with you this morning from now until 2 p.m. Our guy Austin Bechtold is to my right, behind the glass. Apparently the morning show doesn't like using the term behind the glass. Austin,
really?
Did you hear that discussion?
No, but I wonder why that is, because it's literally behind a bunch of glass, two layers of glass.
Yeah, it had something to do with, like, he didn't feel as involved in the show or whatever.
Well, we are in separate rooms, yes.
Yeah.
But we're probably, like, I don't know, 20 feet from each other?
Yeah, probably not even that. And Tyler Kennedy, former Penguin Stanley Cup champion, is in studio with us from now until 11. We also have Chris Hoke from 11 until noon. We'll get into a couple of Steelers conversations later on in the show. Noah Hiles from the Post-Gazette will join us a little bit after noon, right before the Pirates and Reds begin the final game of their series, and Jeff Hathorn will join us at 1:30. So that is Off the Top, which is presented by JP Roofing and Siding, and that was a little rundown of what is happening on today's show. Tyler, I've never gotten the chance to do this. We've only really interacted over the little video chat. We've interacted over the phone. We've seen each other at events here and there. But this is my first chance to actually have a one-on-one. You're just across the room from me for the next hour, so this will be fun for me. The Penguins also have given us some cool stuff to talk about, too. Before the regular season begins midway through next month, we are into the preseason, and they are doing what has to be one of the coolest, I guess, marketing moves. One of the coolest things that we've seen an NHL team do in a long time. Marc-Andre Fleury coming back. He signed a tryout deal so he could play in a preseason game. He's going to play a little bit on Saturday night. I know you're going to be in the building. You told the guys that yesterday. Have you noticed any other team around the league ever do something like this?
No, I think this is the first time, I think, ever in preseason NHL hockey that you're going to get a sellout. Like, that's unbelievable. And whoever in the administration of the Penguins that spoke up and said, you know what, let's get Flower back and let's let him play a period. And Flower is probably all for it. You know, that's like, if they asked me to play for a period, I'd be like, yep, let's do this. You know, but what a marketing, like, genius, whoever this is, but it's going to be exciting. I think he meant so much to the city. He's, you know, the one thing that carries Marc-Andre Fleury around wherever he goes is how good of a guy he is. You know, obviously he's an unbelievable goalie, but how he treats people, how he is, like just going to the rink every day was like a joy because he had always had that big smile. He always made it fun. He was always, you know, playing pranks, doing this and that. Like he was a guy that you enjoyed seeing at 7 o'clock in the morning.
I know that he announced his retirement before he physically retired, like it was near the end of last season. Do you think anybody in the Penguins front office had the idea of, hey, should we see if this guy wants to do one more year? I mean, because this is basically the last go-around as we see it. Do you think there was any discussion like that? Do you think they reached out to him at all about playing a real season?
I think so. I think they probably reached out, and like, especially now with the young core of goalies, maybe not that young, but like just having a mentor, I think means so much for players, especially goalies, because they go through so much. Like they're the last defense before they score. Their seasons are always up and down. And Marc-Andre Fleury had an unbelievable career, but he had some ups and downs, right? Let's be honest. Like every goalie does, every player does. And I think even with, when you think of the situation with Jarry, him hearing what Marc-Andre Fleury can say and tell him what to do and how to block it out and all that, I think would be huge. But I think Mark's obviously at a time in his career that, you know, he's got to have some aches and pains. Like there's no way you're doing the splits for 20 years and doing all that crazy stuff and not having some lagging injuries. But is he going to be a part of, you know, the development of the Pittsburgh Penguins or part of the staff in some capacity? I would think they'd hope to bring him back, but I know he's very close with Billy Guerin. He loved Minnesota and Billy took care of him, you know, bring him in. They had a great relationship. He knew exactly what he was getting when he brought him in. So I think he's probably a little bit more, let's say,
he's like more prone to go to Minnesota.
Yeah. If they just because of Billy. Something. And I think Billy would understand more what Marc-Andre Fleury brings off ice in his presence than maybe Kyle Dubas.
I mean, and you had a close relationship with Billy Guerin. Like I can remember I was only 13 or 14 for that 09 cup run. And you guys felt like a big brother, little brother.
Oh yeah. Deal.
You and Billy G. And I mean, and now he's gone to do so much in the management side of hockey.
Yeah, it's, again, he came in and some guys come in and they tiptoe around the room, right? They come in, it's like going into a new classroom in school or at work. You know, you're still trying to feel where you fit in. And then there's certain guys that come into a room and they are who they are and they don't care. You know, they just feel very comfortable with themselves. And Billy came in and he was busting chops as soon as he came in and he made himself very comfortable, very welcomed right away. But we needed that because there was so much pressure on us to do well because we had so much talent at the younger age with Sid, Gino, Malkin, right? They felt like those guys needed to win to get to a certain status. And when Billy G came in, he was like the first guy that would like, you know, go after Sid or like just tell Sid, hey, no, you need to do this. You know, not many guys would do that to Sid because he was Sidney Crosby. But Billy G, Hal Gill, all the guys we brought in, Chris Coons, they were okay talking to Sid and letting them know, hey, this is what we kind of need to do. You know what I mean? Because no one really did. And when Billy G came in, it was phenomenal. Like, his jokes, all that stuff was great. Like, he would always say, he said he got this on Long Island. So you're allowed to say anything you wanted to a teammate as long as you said buds after. Like, buds. Like, he would be like, TK, you were the worst guy at practice. Buds? You know? And it was okay because it was coming from a good place if you said buds. And, like, it kind of caught on with the team. And it was like, hey, you're not a good shooter. You got to chip the puck in. Buds. And it was cool because like you could say whatever and I'd be like, Billy G, you're an old man, you suck, you know. And then he'd just say, as long as you said buds, he'd be like, oh well, this is what I think too, you know. But he just bring a different mentality to the rink, a more relaxed mentality, a guy that's been there, a guy that knew what the pressures felt like and how to keep the guys on course. Because during those times during those playoffs in the dressing room, it was such a pressure filled environment because we were so good, because we had the young guys, but everyone expected so much. So when we did have those older guys, it just brought more of a calmness to like the dressing room, to the whole team. The whole mannerism of our team changed when they bring those guys in. And there's a lot of guys, even Pascal Dupuis. He was another guy that was been around the league a long time, came in, and like he just made it fun to be there. Like he would have this, it was like this stripper dance. It was unbelievable. So all the boys would sit in a room and he'd put on the music and he'd walk around and he'd do this like fun little like, you know, stripper dance. And the boys would howl, and it was, again, it was fun coming to the rink. I had by far the most fun when I was on those teams. And again, even with Dan Balsman, we used to have these like crazy challenges. We had one challenge. It was called the Biggest Loser. Remember who can lose the most weight?
Yeah, I remember the show.
So they did it with like all the trainers. And there was like a lot of money up to whoever won. Everyone put in a couple bucks. I don't even know if I should say this. But everyone put in a couple bucks. And they had to like, I think it was January. It was from September to like January. And we're going to see who can lose the most weight. Guys were like medical guys, some of the coaching staff were like just not eating, living in the sauna. Like it was, when it got down to like the nitty gritty, guys lost, I think, 50 pounds in 4 months. Like they just, I never saw it, but there was a guy, like he was trying to pack some stuff up and he like passed out because he hasn't ate. But like, it was like, so they did all this. And then September, I think it was January, whatever. I think it was as soon as we came back from Christmas break, we go in the room and we were all around and they'd come in with their shirts off. And the guys would be like, there'd be a scale in the middle of the dressing room and we would just have like a weigh off, you know, and who lost the most weight. But these guys, like the guys that were kind of chubby and like overweight by 20 pounds were coming in shredded. Like they never ate bread. They never ate nothing. You'd see them on the plane just eating plain chicken. Like it was
like chicken and rice. And
but
broccoli.
It was like so fun because it took your mind off some of the pressure, some of like the boring day to day. Because again, you play 82 games, you're there. It gets monotonous all the time. But when you have these little fun games, like it's like, oh, I can't wait to see this guy tomorrow morning, you know? And that's what made it fun. And that's what championship teams do. They make it fun to go to the rink every day. And that's what those old guys like Billy Guerin, like Pascal, like all these guys, they made it fun to go to the rink every day.
You brought up the 82 games thing and how long the season can be. The NHL, they're going to push it to 84, I believe, starting next season. And they're going to shorten up the preseason a little bit. We've seen that happen in other sports. The NFL does it, you know, every handful of years. But, I mean, how do you feel about that as a former player? Like, oh, now these guys have to lock it in for even two more games. But that sounds easy to people who have never played the sport, a lot easier than actually having to do it.
Yeah, I honestly think if they keep raising the game, the product of the game is going to go down. Right, it's not sustainable to play every second night. You're just not feeling it. You know, like when you think of other sports, you're banged up. Your groins are sore. Your back. You're getting hit. When you go back to back to back, and then you know, sometimes you play like a 5-3. You know, so you play back to back, then you off play off. Mm-hmm. Like it's a lot, and then you add travel. Like that's why sometimes when you watch the NHL games, it's like watching paint dry, because these guys are just like, it's just another game almost, you know, and there's just too many. I think if they turn it down to like, say, six, I think 62 would be a great number, because there's enough games where you get maybe 2 days in between. I think you're going to get more people watching, and I think you're going to get every game's going to mean a little bit more than it was, and that's what makes a good product. When you think of like the Steelers, like I look forward to Sundays sitting down and watching, because that game means a lot. Every game means a lot. And like now with hockey, it's just like, now that I'm out of it, I'm like, yeah, there's way too many games. Like it's seems like they're on every time. And like, but that's what makes hockey players like one of the hardest, I think the hardest sport to be good at, because of how many games and how competitive It's interesting. But again, if they go to 84, I don't care. When we're watching, you know, the preseason Florida and Carolina, Florida, they won't have one of their starters play in preseason, which they shouldn't, right? But like, why? You know, why are you having six I would have exhibitions with guys that are maybe not like that are on the chopping block, right? The mm-hmm. top, the bottom three and four lines, the bottom five, six. So they have a chance to get beat out by the young guys coming in, you know, and getting them ready, because usually the third and fourth line guys, they don't play that much. You know, they play under 10 minutes, but the preparation, everything sucks. But again, I think 82 and with six preseason, I don't care. Take preseason away.
And yeah. I brought up to you before we started, because you mentioned how the Panthers, you know, in the midst of a back-to-back Stanley mm-hmm. Cup run, probably aren't playing anybody that saw the ice in any of those right. key games. How was it handled for you guys the year after you won the Cup in 09? And then I know you weren't with the team when they went back-to-back in 16 right. and 17, but I can't imagine those preseasons were super high intensity.
No, like, so when you end, you know, our last game, we won June 9th, you know, you're still in hockey mode right till end of June, right? Like, you're still feeling pretty good. Like, you play so much. And I didn't take too much time off, but in 2 months, I always thought, I came back September 1st, I never lost too much at all. Like, I felt so good in training camp because I was like, we just ended 2 months ago. Like, I never lost it that much compared to like when I was in San Jose, I was off for 4 months.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You know, you do lose a step in 4 months. You do lose that time. You do lose that hockey shape. So I think, like, during those 09, like, times, and even when they go back-to-back, and you'll start seeing it more, like, the teams that have a legit chance of winning, I think their stars are going to start taking more time off. Like, if they get a little tweak groin, there's no pushing through it anymore. I think they're going to be like, no, sit for 2 weeks, come back. We'll try to hold it down. We're just trying to make playoffs. We need you the first game of playoffs. You know, that's just what I see. Like, it just, there's too many games, right? And when you play, when you add that extra 25 games in playoffs, like, they're playing 100 games in a year. That's insane. And you can see with Tkachuk, right? They waited till pretty much August 15th to get surgery, right? That's kind of weird. It's like, dude, you knew he was hurt. He should have had it in June and come back in November, but they're like, they waited, and, you know, they do all this BS where it's like, no, we're not sure. And then August 15th, they're like, no, he needs it. It's like, dude, well, you weren't doing anything for the last 2 months. But I think that's part of resting the star players until they need them in that back half, where it's like after Christmas is like when, like they say, big boy hockey, and you need your guys to show up.
And that goes along with the whole thing with them extending the season. Even though it's only by two games, it's still two more regular season games. And we've seen in other sports with long seasons. I mean, the NBA, it's a very similar structured schedule to the NHL. You know, they play a very similar amount of games. They play 82. We'll see if the NBA moves it up at all. But we've seen there, like, load management is what they call it, where star players will just sit out some games here and there because, oh, we are, you know, very, very easily, like, in a playoff spot right now. I really don't need to play this game. We just played a game last night. Do you think that is something we'll see a lot more of now?
100%. I think as the ownership, the staff, they're going to start looking at their players more closely. Even if a guy looks tired and looks like beaten down a little bit, I think they'll be like, hey, just say you have a pull groin. You know, I know it's going to be hard for players, but that's where it's coming to. And, like, you know, you say it's compared to basketball. Like, when you think, like, you know, now that I'm out of hockey, I look at the contracts of basketball, football, and then I go to hockey, and I feel like the wear and tear in hockey is way more than those other sports, and we're the worst paid athletes, pro athletes there is. You know, that's kind of the frustrating part because it's like, you know, some of those guys are making $40 million a year.
I do want to ask you about that because the cap will go up a little bit, and Kirill Kaprizov, I hope I said that guy's name correctly. I know he's one of the best players in the league, but, you know, some of the names can be a little bit difficult. Oh, yeah. He rejected a deal that would have made him the highest paid player in league history. It was over $16 million.
It's insane.
And I don't know if that's just because, okay, he doesn't like playing in Minnesota. Like, that could be one thing, but to be somebody that gets offered more money than any player in league history and say no, that's pretty wild to me. Like, I didn't think that would be something that we would see in the NHL anytime soon. Like, okay, if he gets offered something that is a true lowball amount, then yeah, we see that happen especially in all sports. But to be the highest paid guy and say no?
Especially, like, if you think of our listeners, like, how many people out there really know who this guy is? Right? Like, he doesn't have, like, he's got a good name, but is he a top 10 player in the league? I don't have him in my top 10, and he's asking for that much. Like, when you say McDavid on the radio, like, everyone knows. Mm-hmm. You say Crosby, you know, you say
I mean, everybody knows Kucherov, Ovechkin when you bring his name up, even though he's...
That what's his name? The guy in Minnesota, who's the guy you're talking about that just...
Kaprizov.
Kaprizov.
Yeah.
Not too many guys, and yeah, he's a great player. But this might be a little strategy, too. I think his agent's pumping it up like, oh, you know, I think it's part of that business move. Like, no, he's turning this down. So hopefully someone comes out of the woodworks and, hey, we'll give you 18 right now. I think he's taking that all day long. You know, I think they're trying to – I think there's a lot of games these agents are playing to get their client the most money possible because there is no way he should be the highest paid athlete or hockey player ever. That's again, was he top 10 in points last year? No. Is he pretty much everything Minnesota has? Pretty much, but they haven't made playoffs. Well, they've made playoffs, but they haven't really made any noise in playoffs. And it usually goes down to your stars.
Tyler Kennedy with us for the entire 10 o'clock hour. He is with us on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Well, speaking of those contracts and the salaries, how lucky have the Penguins been that Sidney Crosby is so superstitious and the guy won't take a penny more than $8.7 million per year? He should have been the guy like this, taking 16-plus, being the highest-paid player in league history.
Yeah, and when you see around the league, not too many other stars are doing it, right? He was the first guy pretty much ever to do it. Right? Because he wanted to win.
Yeah, I mean, very few people in sports have ever done it. Like, Tom Brady would take some pay cuts here and there. His wife at the time was also a model that made more money than him.
Right. Yeah, Sid's one of those guys, like a McDavid, that can ask whenever they want and get it, right? Maybe not for their team, but... And then you start thinking of the person and what means the most to him. And you got it, like, when you think of the three cups, I think that's a big reason why they won three cups, because they had the space and salary cap. They had the guys taking less. Like, I don't know. I don't think I can do that. You know, just because maybe because I know the business too well, and like, I never knew when I was gonna like have another contract. But
right.
Again, that is putting the team in front of you, and no one does that. And that's when you think of that guy that's going for top dollar, and you think of McDavid. Half the reason why the Oilers aren't winning the Stanley Cup is because their top three are making all the money, and they have no room to spend on the bottom two lines and the goalie, right? And you got to hope your young guys making under $1 million are going to be lights out and push those bottom lines, and that usually doesn't happen.
The Penguins have had their big three for a long time. Is this for sure the last ride for Evgeny Malkin? Because then it comes out last week, you said, well, I wouldn't mind playing one more year.
Yeah.
But where do you come down on that in terms of the Penguins overall? I mean, I know that you have a special relationship with Gino. You got to play with the guy, you won a Stanley Cup with him. Would it be the right move if they said, okay, Gino, we'll tack on one more year?
Business-wise, it all depends how he does this year and how he feels. Like, if he has the same year he had last year, it's in tough territory, right? If he has a worse year, we obviously know what the decision is. If he has a good year, it's going to be tough for the Penguins organization, because I do think we do need to start thinking about the future. We do need to change. We got to turn the page on those guys. And not saying we have to like get rid of Sid or any of those guys, but we have to start thinking about the future. And we can't let Evgeny Malkin eat up power play time, eat up ice time, when once he leaves, then you don't have guys getting any reps and are in the NHL, getting the field, trying to become an established player. Like, it, I think Kyle Dubas has a plan moving forward. I just don't know after this year if Evgeny Malkin is part of it, because he needs to think about the logo and the business and the ownership, not so much about guys that won before. And that's the business, right? You can't have that allegiance to players, because it's a business, and you got to run it like a business. And that means making hard decisions.
Yeah. And you can tell me if you think differently, but I don't think it hurts Gino's legacy in Pittsburgh at all if he played a year somewhere else in the NHL, if he went to the KHL to finish up his career. I mean, I am not going to think less of a guy who won three Stanley Cups, who was a Conn Smythe winner in 2009, who was, you know, one of the best Robins to Sidney Crosby's Batman in league history. And I think he's probably that fourth head on the Penguins Mount Rushmore. Right. I'm not going to think less of that if he goes and plays a season in, I don't know, if he goes to Minnesota,
anywhere,
if he goes to Vegas, if he goes to Russia. Like, I don't care. He can go do that.
Yeah, I think Gino's the most underrated hockey player maybe to ever play. When you look at what he does, the way he can play his, again, you hear Max Talbot talk about, for talent-wise, Malkin was more talented than Sid. Obviously, they're different players, but I don't think it would hurt him either. I think let him do what he wants. He's gained enough respect, and he deserves to do what he wants. You know, if he wants to play, you got to let him play. If he wants to go somewhere else, you got to let him play somewhere else. Again, he's had enough of a career that he gets to make his choices, and he'll never, like, look at Marc-Andre Fleury. I think Malkin's had a better career in Pittsburgh than Flower.
No doubt.
And Flower is getting a sold-out barn at an exhibition game against Columbus, who, let's hope they bring their, you know, their B team so the Penguins throttle them on Saturday, you know. But I don't think it'll hurt them at all. I think the people in Pittsburgh get what he's done for the city, what he's done for that team. People really understand that, because we've had a really, really good run with him in those top three.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.